So this section of John continues to speak about the bread from heaven, the Eucharist that we're so blessed to have, continuing on up until now, and a continued gift, and it's to continue on our chats about this. I want to speak about the fact that the Eucharist is several things at one time. It's several things at one time. At first, we have the sacrifice. So when we enter into this Eucharistic thanksgiving, we receive the Blessed Sacrament and the Mass itself. Some of the symbols you see always is a cross. And in fact, the priest always sees a cross on the altar. It's always facing him. So because he's facing the other way, he can't see that cross, so he needs a cross in front of him. To remember that it's a sacrifice, that Jesus, when he gave us the Eucharist, the Last Supper, was celebrating the Passover, which is the celebration of the people being delivered from Egypt, a special ritual they had. And then Jesus enters into his Passover, his Paschal sacrifice, his Paschal mystery, where he died and he rose again for the forgiveness of sins. And when we enter into this, we remember that. Not just intellectually, we don't just have like some sort of historical remembrance. It's we're actually connected in history and through the Holy Spirit to that event, the one sacrifice of Jesus, which we're connected to spiritually. It becomes part of us in a sense, and we participate in a sense in it. So that's what it is, a sacrifice. It's also the real presence. The Eucharist is the real presence of God, which we've spoken about so much, and as we should. This is Jesus' body. That's what he said. And then his disciples all got upset and some left him. And he reset it. He said, no, this is truly my flesh. It's truly my blood. And thirdly, it's a sacred meal. It's the bread from heaven. And it's more than that, but it's also the bread from heaven. All at the same time. So when we come before the Lord around this altar, like a table, we receive something that's out of this world, something that even though what appears to us is physical, it's bread and wine from the eyes, we're actually eating something that is truly sacred, that has come from heaven, that has come, that we are so blessed to receive. If we could see what we were eating, what was coming inside of us, if we could see with eyes of faith, not just the physical eyes, we'd be blown back. We could not take in just the mystery and the wonder of what's happening. Jesus is giving us life, a life that wells up into eternity. He's giving us a heavenly gift to nourish us, our souls, like they need to be. Our souls cry out for the presence of the Lord. Our souls cry out for God, and only this can satisfy it. Only the bread from heaven, the true bread from heaven that Jesus gives us, can do that. So every Mass we come before, such a great mystery. It's such a great and overwhelming event that's happening, that we participate in, that we're consumed into. And it's wonderful just to pause for a moment, just to call to mind what's happening, and also just to ask for an increased faith that we can enter into, that we can understand, that we can appreciate what is happening beyond what we can see. Because beyond what we can see is something truly far beyond our understanding. What Jesus has promised to us in this blessed sacrament is far bigger than we could possibly imagine. Amen.